So that was just completely candid. Yes.
And that's the only good part. It's like, what kind of asshole is he?
Yeah, he's, I mean, I don't understand. Like, I know it's supposed to be, like, and about Kurt Cobain, and it's, like, a loose...
And like with the movies, he's with, like, Elephant and Charlie Park and stuff. It's like, him and Larry Clark, like, what is their fascination with shirtless teenage boys? Like, what is the deal with that shit? They're both, like, creepy old men, you know? Like, it's very odd.
Maybe they got kicked out of the Boy Scouts. They went jail gay.
Gay for stay, man. Gay for stay. That's what they call it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot.
Yeah.
My BG. You know, whichever BG you want.
Yeah, I have another BG
rapper.
You ready? This is my number. It was the one I just texted me. That other number is the number you can call me on. So I have 10 free minutes on
that.
I'm still going.
Yeah.
Red light.
Cool.
I'm just checking levels. I don't even know whatever.
Alright,
hey internet, Johnny Spork here, just chilling.
Davy Danger on the line.
Nikki, the silent one who glares with contempt and plays with her smartphone.
It's smarter than I am.
She's going, but, I don't want to be here right now. Why are you recording me?
Yeah, and as you heard in just a little snippet intro we're going to throw on the front of this thing here, you're just sort of dropping into a conversation, so we're just going to kind of let our brains wander and see what happens and, go from there, And these guys actually have an interesting story to tell me because I haven't seen them in 3 weeks.
We have a house guest story.
Yes.
Yeah, I assume it was nothing like the Sinbad movie where he's a criminal with a heart of gold who's hiding out there posing as another guy.
Oh, no, nothing quite so elaborate. It's just more a story of, endless mooching and dog bites. And hospitals.
Whoa, well, yeah, all right, man. Let's jump into this shit.
I forgot about the dog bites. Oh my god, it was the first thing that happened. It was like, welcome to Richmond. Get mauled by my dog. I mean, in all fairness, though,
I got that fucking treatment one day. Welcome to our apartment, Steve. Hey, here's the dog.
Yeah, but to be fair, he just went after your face for no reason. Jay got down on his level.
But you saw him standing right
there. No, wait. He got down on this dog's level, and he looked him in the face and said, paw. And once he gave him the paw, he said, no, are we going to be friends with the treat behind his back? And he went, nope, I'm going to eat your lip.
It literally ate his lip because we looked for the piece of Jay's lip that he tore a chunk out of and it was nowhere to be found.
Oh, great day.
So Zeke has a taste for lip meat.
Yeah.
It's like the beginning of that Rob Zombie song where they talk about an insatiable lust for flesh or whatever the hell it was. Yeah,
so that was just so, that was just the first
last,
thing.
The last thing, I'll start. The last thing I heard from you guys before all of this went down was... Hey, our friends are coming into town. We think you'll really like them. We should totally all get together and hang out.
Nikki had social anxiety the whole time they were there.
And then this is the first time I've seen you guys.
In weeks. Yeah. Well, I mean, so, I'm still kind of recovering. I have post-traumatic fucking house guest disorder right now. I swear to God, like, I love these guys to death, but I don't think I can have anybody stay in my house anymore, honestly. I think one night, maybe two tops, and you know, any more than that, you just gotta go. Find a fucking hotel, because, no. Seriously, that was just the dog bite. It was the first night. So, what, 3 o'clock in the morning, we go to the hospital and have to wait in the fucking waiting room for them to, you know, basically tell him we can't do anything for your lip because there's a chunk. Little. But yeah, here's some painkillers that you're not gonna share.
You're gonna be like, I know a fucking lip bit. Fuck you. I heard that shit.
He offered me some because I fucking.
I actually don't blame him for that part. I mean, they may be dickish people otherwise, but that one but point.
I paid for those fucking pills. Yeah. I picked up his prescription. I mean, I kind of understand. I did it out of courtesy, like, hey, my dog kind of bit you, so I'll pay for your prescription.
Yeah, so I figure, like, I'll give you your pain pills, and I'm not going to be a dick and ask for any. It was just you being a nice guy, you know?
I mean, but, you know, the common courtesy says that at least give me one. As like, hey, thanks for paying for it. You know, I'm not going to ask, but it'd be nice if you just, like, offered.
Oh, and by the way, folks, we will be periodically speaking to the dog because she is very hyperactive and tries to get into everything.
Yeah, so we don't just have Tourette's, we're yelling at creatures that crawl around inside our home.
Yeah. I mean, we do have an idea about letting the other dog out and having, like, a Tourette's guy podcast, because every 5 minutes we'll just be saying, Zeke, fuck.
Yeah, pretty much. Oh,
he just goes nuts.
Yeah, he really does. She's upstairs. Just let her do her thing.
Dude, if she pees in my house again, in my house again, I'm going to take her little doggy snout and eat it.
Look, she's right here. See, she heard you. She's like, don't eat my fucking snout, bro. Please, don't eat my snout.
Don't do it, mommy.
Bitch dog.
So after the dog bite incident, you know, we all got to go get some sleep for a little bit.
This happened the first day.
First day.
As soon as they came in?
About within a couple hours of them being
there.
Yeah,
we got there at 11. It was
it was just exchanging niceties and chit-chatting.
Yeah, nobody really went near the dogs, and they kind of calmed down, but, you know, yeah.
Okay. Okay, so that's where we're at. A couple hours in, this happens. You go to the hospital.
Then we go to bed, and then we wake up.
Then you come back and just go straight to bed.
And we go rock hopping the next day.
Yeah, go to Belle Isle
and then
rock hopping. Okay, so now we're on day two.
During the day was pretty okay.
We went to Belle Isle. We went to Belle Isle, and then...
All right, Belle Isle is the small
place.
Me and
my friend and her boyfriend and him, we all split up, and me and my friend went up a ladder, and I showed her stuff, and you guys walked up on a bunch of trees.
Yeah, we took the, you know, the manly route.
Okay, yeah, and for people who don't know what Belle Isle is a small island in the middle of a river in Richmond, Virginia, and it's just, you know, it's all like a little, like, beach area with rocks and stuff. And, you know, people sneak beer down there and get high and party. And
you know, and, occasionally, you know, the decapitated head is found there, too.
Yeah, yeah, and, like, you know, homeless guys camp down there because there's, like, a lot of, like,
I saw a bunch of hippies
woods,
that
you know,
day. So, oh, yeah, wait.
And that one kid died from an amoeba one time.
Well, anywho, so we...
So, you know, taking somebody somewhere where homeless people hang out and you can get beheaded and there are people with illegal narcotics is just, you know, the kind of thing you do to your friends when they come into town. But really, it is a place everybody goes.
Yeah.
It's pretty, it's beautiful.
It's a public park, and it's fantastic.
So, then our other friend meets up with us with her dog. Right, and that's day two. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was day two.
Day two is with the dog. And, well... We all get back to the house.
Well, wait, Nikki doesn't know how to say no to one of our friends. So, if I'm not doing the dirty work and being the bad guy all the time, we get, you know, kind of manipulated into just letting things happen. Like, hey, yeah, sure, you can come and bring your dog with you.
So she comes over to the house.
Now, see, I would have put my fucking foot down and been like, you find somewhere to board your fucking dog. Y'all can come hang out, but we got two that are a fucking handful, and you're out of your goddamn mind.
See, Nikki wanted to say no, and I gave her an option to say no. I said, you know, we can't do that because Zeke's still here in the apartment. We can't have him, you know, in the apartment while she's in the apartment. And she's arguing with me, even though she doesn't want this dog to come over. She's arguing with me. And I'm like, I can't say anything because I can't turn to her.
Trying to be nice and not look like the asshole.
And I can't turn to her in front of our friend and go, fucking shut up and let me be the bad guy. If you want me to be the bad guy, don't fucking argue with me about it, please.
Yeah, like, don't, like, if you want me to play a role, don't hurt the cause.
Yeah, like, if I was ever a con man, my cover would be blown.
Like, sure, go like, yo, I'm sorry, guys, but he's kind of right, you know, but don't be like, no, you're wrong, man.
Hold on, I have to pause this. I need to tell you something. Remember that night I spent it at Kristen's?
Yeah.
And she started texting Will?
Uh-huh.
Will goes, can you tell your friend that I'm a good guy? And I go, oh my god, who? Kristen, why? You ready for his response?
Sure.
I want to see her boobies.
That's why he wants you to tell her that he's a good guy.
So I said, oh my god, Will, no. And he goes, why not? Because you're engaged.
Wow.
All right. I'm done. That was my own little drama.
So anyway, So this dog comes over.
We just had a break for boobies, but we're getting back on.
Yeah, the dog. So the dog comes over despite my best efforts to say no. And you know, when you're in somebody's house with your dog, and they have a dog, and your dog's growling when she's on the couch, when the dog who lives there can't get on the couch. It's kind of rude. You should tell your dog to get down instead of just, you know.
That's a highly specific scenario, but I understand the point. Yes, the common courtesy would dictate that would be the action that you would take in that highly specified scenario.
Right, but even though it's highly specified, it's, you know, you could automatically tell what the correct situation or the correct response in that.
But, you know.
Whatever, you know. You can tell. You can tell what, you know, what's supposed to happen in that situation. What the, you know, polite response would be. You know, so, you know, we have our dog running back and forth because she can't get on the couch, so she's freaking out the whole time.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that was just the second day, you know, and then...
So the second day was just hellacious dog day.
Yeah, basically. It was nonstop people and dogs. And by the second day, and, you know, she's starting to get anxious because there's people here, and there's lots of people here, and we're doing lots of stuff. So by the third day, was it the third day?
Were you just, like, shutting down completely, or...
Wait, where are we at? Because I was just yelling at Will for wanting to see Kristen's boobs.
Whoa. Day two, in short, was dog hell, so we're moving on to day three.
Yeah.
And day three, you were, like, starting to, like, get really anxious, shut down, kind
of,
maybe?
Yeah, I was just getting tired of it. I just wanted everyone to leave.
I mean, you were getting overwhelmed, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's natural, because that's way too many living creatures in one space.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's small.
I mean, we had...
entirely too small for that many people.
It was five people and two dogs. You know, Zeke was upstairs. because otherwise it would have been furry vengeance on the floor. Blood and carnage and not good, so...
This is getting freaky. He just said Debbie would come with...
No. Anyway... Yeah, so by day three, we were going out and doing stuff, and it was just too much.
And where were you going now?
Carrytown. I wanted to go to the... I got up, and I took a shower, and we all took showers so we could go to Hollywood Cemetery. And that didn't happen because everyone decided they want to hang out in front of the apartment. So, we stayed here, yeah.
Well, she one of them has a hoop, you know, and...
On the porch right here?
Out on the sidewalk outside of the porch because she had a hula hoop, like an LED hula hoop because she like does tricks with it.
So she just wanted to hang out and do that for like hours outside?
Well, not hours, but she started doing that and then everybody just kind of gravitated out to that area and we just kind of stayed there for a while and then we came back in here and started playing video games, I think, and by the time we finally went out it was already starting to get dark. So, you know, Nikki didn't want to be out already.
Yeah, I was done. I wanted to stay home, and I didn't want to go, and apparently I didn't voice it well enough, so I had a panic attack.
Yeah. And, you know.
Oh, man, so, like, you were just having, like, just, like, was it, like, specific thoughts of panic, or just a feeling, or...
I'm not going to describe my panic attack. Oh, it's a personal thing. It's like me asking you to describe your shit in the morning. Sometimes you don't want to tell me that. Sometimes you might.
Hey, look, it's pointing upward. It's like that thing in Running with Scissors where it's like, God's telling me something. Things are looking up because his shit pointed upward.
Yeah. Yeah, so she had a panic attack in the middle of Carytown. That was fun.
No, it wasn't.
No.
Go fuck yourself.
If you couldn't tell, it was dripping with sarcasm.
No, because you're like a fucking British guy.
I'm like a fucking British guy? How am I like a fucking British guy?
Does everything in Carytown still have a for lease sign in the window?
A lot of them do.
Plan 9 still?
Plan 9 moved across the street.
Oh, that's right, to the smaller space.
Yeah, they moved across the street, and it's weird, because I'm not used to that. It's just...
Plan 9's like the best record shop in town, I mean, as far as just sheer volume.
Yeah, and now by record...
It's sad to see them in a smaller space, because their vinyl collection's so massive, I don't know if they're just putting it in a warehouse, or storing it, or if they had to ditch it, or what.
Well, I mean, I think what they did is they switched over exclusively to vinyl, because nobody buys CDs anymore. Everybody just buys, you know, iTunes tracks, and subscribes to Rhapsody, and...
Or gets, you know,
what's going on now?
Or gets
Plan 9.
Yeah.
Oh, the record store?
Yes,
the record store. I talked about, and I was like, I want to go in because I want to collect vinyl with you.
Thank you for joining the conversation.
Sorry, I'm yelling at Will still.
Stop yelling at Will.
Welcome back to the Land of the Living.
Disengage from your technological device.
I need to tell Wolfie not to freaking show her boobs to him.
Oh, the boobs will be fine. They will stay in the bra.
He's engaged!
She's a big girl. She's not going to show him her boobs.
No.
You don't have to warn her.
She, apparently, whatever. Then I'm just going to ignore him.
You should ignore him and return to real life.
Yeah, yeah. Ignore the guy who probably still thinks spelling out 8008 on a calculator is fun.
No.
Hey man, I don't know how old you don't have to be immature to think boobs spelled out on a calculator is funny, in my opinion. I mean that's a classic joke.
And now he just told me he loves me. Even though I know it's platonic.
Is he drunk?
It's Friday, you don't know that, you never know.
He's probably drunk.
Were you guys surprised Rebecca Black didn't get nominated for the Grammy?
Wait, she's still making music?
No.
She's still relevant?
No.
It's Friday!
Yeah, no, I'm not surprised at all.
You just said Friday, so I figured I'd throw that out.
I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, she never got anything ever again.
She wanted to make a single with Justin Bieber, and Justin Bieber said, fuck that shit!
Dude, you know it's bad when Justin Bieber won't do a collaboration
Justin
with
Bieber,
you.
Justin Bieber, who now looks like fucking Vanilla Ice.
Dude, I have respect
him.
For Justin
Seriously?
Bieber. I have respect for that boy because he's been doing music since he was a toddler. And not only that, but he has the most amazing fucking abs I have ever seen in my entire life.
Do you know why he's been doing music from such a young fucking age, though?
Why is there pancakes on my counter?
You put them there.
I didn't put those pancakes
because his parents are very, very influential record producers.
And his godfather
is
Usher.
Yeah, because he's one of their best friends.
I know. So, and you know what? His mother was a single mother for the longest time. So yeah, these pancakes don't belong on my counter, Steven.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Eat them. Dude, eat the pancakes.
You know, I have to say that at this point, the whole alias thing has kind of just, like, been dissolved.
Shit, I'm sorry. I forgot we were even recording.
You've been, you know, using people's names. This is the most disorganized thing I've ever heard.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, you just keep, like, getting up and sidetracking things. I'm like, oh, now we're doing this. What? Oh.
And now we're talking about Will's boobs. Wait, I mean, you know. Kristen's boobs.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I didn't think it was his boobs.
No, whoever's boobs. Dude, all I heard is boobs.
Send her a picture of his boobs?
Dude,
that's
he wants someone to put a dildo up his butt.
Go ahead and gross her out, you know?
Yeah, no,
he
asked me once, when we were dating a long time ago, if I would put a dildo up his ass.
Oh!
That's ridiculous. What are you doing?
I'm looking for my lighter. There it is.
Why?
Because...
I mean, some dudes are into that, though. I mean, you can't hate on somebody for a sexual preference, even if it is, you know, bizarre.
Deal.
It's leftover.
Leftover from what?
Leftover from whatever was in there. because I love you, and I save things now that we're poor.
Now that we're poor.
Now that we're poor, Steve.
That sounds like a poor country song.
Now that we're poor, Steve. You hear that new word she just made up?
Now that we're poor, Steve. Everything will be all right. We'll live on Walmart food for $3 a night. When we're poor, Steve, man, we'll be all right.
Oh, man. It's going to be our first podcast single, Poor Steve.
Yeah.
Sponsored by the people whose Poor alias
Steve. It's a remake of Porky's based in Nashville.
Virginia.
Really?
Virginia.
No, man, it's from John Carter. He goes, my name is John Carter from Virginia, and they all go, Virginia.
See, that's one more reason I have no desire to watch that unless we're going to record a commentary.
That would be fun. That would be the only reason I'd voluntarily watch that movie again.
Did it seem to you like that princess girl was really old?
Seemed to me like she was a whore. I don't know. I didn't pay attention.
Well, like
enough.
An old, experienced whore who like really knows how to.
She
suck
sounds
well,
like
her
this and goes.
All blown out
no.
Years of sloppy animal, you know.
No, yeah. She sounds like this and goes, Daddy, I don't want to marry that bad man.
Oh, so she's like a whore who acts like Helen Mirren and shit, like a high-class bitch.
Well, yes, she's a princess.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah.
And she wears these really revealing outfits because, you know, they're on Mars or Barsoom.
So is it like a cross between, like, the triple-titted alien in Total Recall and the chick from Robin Hood Men in Tights with the huge knockers?
No, it's just a girl, two tits. Normal tits.
Two normal tits, yes. It was such
but
a horrible
really
movie.
Intense
I
eyes.
Couldn't.
Her eyes are intense.
Yeah, and anyway, so I was going on about Porsky sounding like, you know, maybe that country song should be the theme for a little film, you know, based in Nashville that's like a little remake of the teen titty flick Porky's, you know, from the 80s, and, you know, which ties back into, like, the whole Will's Boobs things, you know, because the chick could whip them out and be like, woohoo, it's fun being in Porsky's, you know.
Yeah, but how would you recreate the shower scene? I mean, how would you make that specific to this film that's set in Nashville?
Well, we'd make it a stabbing and make it into like a partial homage to the Psycho shower scene as well.
So it's Porky's meet Psycho in Nashville.
And then a bunch of chicks would start throwing tampons at her and going, plug it up, a la Carrie, all at the same time. So it would be the ultimate shower scene.
Damn, that's a lot packed into one scene.
Yeah, but let's get back to your story and off of my, you know, twisted shower scene fantasies.
Indeed.
Where Sissy Spacek and Jamie Lee Curtis are making out in a sea of tampons on a wet tile floor, you know.
Well, I know way more about you than I need to right now. Anyway,
I don't even care if Jamie Lee had a cock, man. You know, fuck it, man. I'll suck that thing. I'll suck her titties in Trading Places.
Oh, my God,
man.
Ew.
All right.
Indeed. Well, back to that story.
Yeah, let's get back to you, because, good Lord, if you keep things on me, it'll never get better.
Yeah.
It'll just be dick jokes all night.
Yeah. So we decided to go out late. You know, we were going to go out early, we were going to do stuff, come home. We came back way later than we thought, you know. Nikki's having a panic attack the whole way home, which is great, you know. And carried over into the next day. And then you have a panic attack the next day, too.
Mm-hmm.
How'd you sleep that night? Not well.
Mm-hmm. We didn't sleep well the whole week.
Okay, so everybody, yeah, keep that in mind. That's a factor.
Now, this is
it's
only Wednesday at this point, and I'm waking up, you know, because they're up and they're here, so I'm waking up early, and I don't like waking up early, and I have to get up early tomorrow for the pizza job.
Yeah. Well, and Zeke, he wasn't here anymore because, you know, he didn't want to stay somewhere where a dog bit him in the lip. I guess I understand. So we had to send him off to his grandmother's house, you know.
Over the river and through the woods.
Over the river and through the woods. And, but we were still waking up super early every day, which was great because we weren't getting to sleep until, like, 3, 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
Every day getting more and more tired. It was great. So, you know, it degraded into an all-out fight on Wednesday morning.
Thursday morning.
Break down and
Wednesday
like, shit
morning.
Started getting destroyed.
Wednesday morning, nothing started getting really destroyed. Mind you, keep in mind the whole entire time, you can't shoot this up here, that this house is slowly, because it started out very clean, like, and you see how weird it is now, how this is how it normally looks.
Yeah.
But it didn't look like this. Everything was in its spot. Everything was clean. There was no clutter anywhere. Like, this house was in spick and span shape. And now, mind you, from Sunday night on, everything just started getting dirtier and dirtier and dirtier. All right, so that's how this house got destroyed.
And you know, we have enough food stamps to last us. We were supposed to last us until you know, March 1st when we get more. And we spent a month and a half's worth in 2 weeks. I mean, before February 1st, we were completely broke.
Yeah.
And all of our food was gone because they just
ate it all. No regard.
Yeah, no asking. They ate whatever the
now
fuck
they
ate wanted.
My, okay, now, the it was the second day they were here. He made pork chops, and me and Jess went out to the store, and I picked up chocolate chips. I picked up, you know, stuff for him.
Oh, okay,
I'm picking up
before
stuff.
Before the show, you were telling me.
Yeah,
about that.
I was picking up
chip
stuff.
Story. Here we go.
So now everything that I had just bought, right? It was gone by Saturday. By Saturday, and I bought it on Monday or Tuesday.
And how much did you spend?
$35, because that was all that was left.
Okay.
So I $39. So I spent $39. Jessica chipped in $1.
Woohoo.
$1. And we come back, and now we had drinks.
Thanks for the tax.
We had drinks, we had sodas, we had milk, we had everything we needed for the week. Everything was gone. There was no more Country Time tea, there was no more Crystal Light tea, there was no more of that Arizona bottle tea that I bought for myself. All of our chips were gone, the Cheez-Its were gone, all
because
the snacks I bought.
They've never heard the thing of you should drink 8 glasses of water a day.
Yeah, and you know what? Not to mention,
apparently their entire diet is just brewed liquid straight into their bladders.
Pretty much. Not to mention, we shared all of our chamomile tea with them. And they bought some more chamomile tea while they were down here.
And drank it all in 6 hours.
Yeah, they stayed up all night drinking chamomile tea together and giggling.
And playing our Xbox, which is why it's probably busted.
Yeah, and everything, and it was just, it's, I can't do house guests. It's just, I don't know if it was, I don't think it was just them.
So
I think anybody
it's not
that
even
was
that. Here. So now getting back to my fucking chocolate chip story.
Oh, yeah.
So I buy these chocolate chips because I'm going to make pancakes. Pancakes and bacon and eggs. I'm looking forward to making pancakes and bacon and eggs. And I needed the chocolate chips because I was making chocolate chip fucking pancakes. I never made pancakes. So I'm going to look for them, like, what was it, like a week and a half ago? I'm like, didn't we have chocolate chips? No more chocolate chips. I started freaking out. 2 days ago, I find chocolate chip in an ice dish.
It's last night.
Last night, I found a chocolate chip.
So if they had still been here, you would have been yelling at him like Ren yelled at Skimpy when he put the chocolate in the peanut butter, right?
No. I would have been yelling at them like my mother yelled at me when I was a small child.
No. Well, you know, like...
Oh, well, now we're getting into some background.
Yes, seriously. I tell you, though, she straight up goes nuts. Like, she doesn't know how to handle stress.
Yeah, that's
stress,
what I'm talking
about.
You haven't seen that Ren and Stimpy episode? He goes ape shit on Stimpy.
Yeah, I mean, like...
His head literally explodes. I mean, it's Ren and Stimpy. They do that.
Yeah.
I think she didn't want to go and yell at her friend, her best friend since childhood, so she decided to take it out on me. While they were here, I really don't know. can only imagine.
Yeah.
But it was not fun for me either because I'm trying to take everybody and you know make sure everybody's happy and I'm like sitting here going.
Oh, you do that dumbass thing you do where you try to play mediator between everyone and not get involved in anything, even though you're smack dab in the middle.
Well,
of
he
it.
Can't, yeah. he had no choice but to get involved because it's his house too.
Yeah,
end
exactly.
story. He had no choice.
Yeah, but I was trying to be diplomatic about everything.
Yeah, but you go too far, and then you please no one.
I don't think I went entirely too far this time.
Well, good.
No, I think I did as best as I could. I mean, I'm not going to sit there and fucking try to solve the world's problems. I mean, I can only do so much. I'm freaking out because people are there. I was like, you know, I'll just, you know, we could just send them home. I don't know. I don't get it. But You know, it was...
Wow, I got real philosophical there for a minute, and then it ended with, yeah, we'll send him home.
Hey, stop eating that blanket!
I can only be so deep in a situation like this, because yeah, it's not like...
Yeah, fucking Garfield puts Normal in a crate and ships him to Abu Dhabi joke, yeah. You know, like...
I'm not going to sit here and be Mr. Miyagi about a fucking house guest situation, so...
Yeah, so anyway, so, continuing your story...
Yeah,
of the progress of the deterioration of this visit and friendship.
Yeah, so we're fighting because they're here, and I can't deal with the stress, and she can't deal with the stress, and they're using all of our resources.
So now day four,
and
I wake up.
All your food's fucking gone.
Well, yeah. not yet.
Almost all of it.
Not yet.
Gone.
Day four, I woke up, and I was in such a bad mood, and we got into a huge fight, and I just fucking took off. I grabbed the keys, Jess came with me, and I just went for a ride. I ran the block a couple of times, and then I came home. And I think that was it for that day, and then I made potato pancakes, and everyone ate them and was merry.
Because potato pancakes are awesome.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah.
No, wasn't the day you took off the day...
It was the day after Carrytown.
It was the day after Carrytown?
That's what they do in the Irish version of A Christmas Carol at the end, right when Tiny Tim says, God bless us, everyone, they all take a big bite of a potato pancake.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much. So yeah, it was great. We had a good time for a little bit there, and then you know, and then all hell broke loose right before they left because I stayed up all night to get them to their early as fuck bus.
Was this one of them Greyhounds or one of them Chinese?
Oh, it's one of them Chinese buses.
That leaves at 7:30 in the morning.
Where you can show up and pay cash on the day.
Yeah, pretty much. It's one of those. As long as it's not full up, you can go in there and pay cash, and you get a ride up to New York City.
Yep.
And you don't necessarily want to be on that bus because, I mean, I think one of them crashed horribly. Not too many.
It wasn't Eastern bus
company
though.
That's the way terrorists travel because you pay cash and you show no ID.
Yeah.
No, actually, you do show ID on this bus. They want your identification. They just want to make sure you are who you say you are. Especially if you buy the tickets online, because you can buy them online. So if you buy them online...
No, but if you pay cash, they don't check your ID.
They do.
Do they?
They do.
They didn't when I did, but that was
Did
like...
you go to Eastern Bus Company?
No. It was
yeah.
Different.
Yeah. See, this one, they will check your ID. They want to see who you are. They want to make sure you're over 21, basically.
Oh,
or over 18 and over or something like that. They just basically want to make sure that you are who you say you are and you're old enough to travel on your own without getting...
I took a bus to New Jersey at 5:30 in the morning a few years ago to help a friend of mine move back down here. And, it was hellacious, but that's a whole other thing. I'll get into that on another podcast because that's a whole story on its own that y'all need to hear. But
yeah, we can go into a whole diatribe on hatred of buses. We can talk forever.
Yeah, hatred of buses and hatred of driving U-Hauls towing Dodge Neons. Anyway,
Jesus.
down 95. Oh, Lord in heaven.
But yeah, so I mean. It was early, 7:30, they had to leave, you know, we had to get them there at 7 o'clock, and I figured that, you know, she would help me, she'd at least help me stay awake and come with me, and she was like, nah, I gotta go to bed, peace.
Yeah, because at that point I was done of not being able to sleep.
Yeah. At some point your body just goes, fuck off,
mm-hmm.
I'm shutting down.
Yep, yeah. And that's what had happened, and they let me sleep, because they were like, no, you're not gonna sleep. Oh, they fucking let me sleep, all right.
Yeah.
Thank God. Because I woke up that day and I was just like, everyone's gone?
Well, you're smart enough to know that if they were big enough dicks, you could just bar them from the property quite easily.
Yeah, but, I mean, they weren't big enough dicks that we wanted to do that, but it was so annoying. It was just one, you know, one thing after another constantly in your face. And
so their dickishness didn't fit into a magnum. It was more just like a regular size dick amount of dickishness.
Yeah, pretty much, you know, just your standard
your
direct.
Your size dick.
It was just, you know, I understand why those people on those, like, Jersey Shore type shows blow up at each other now, because I can't be in a room with two more other people besides me and my wife without wanting to kill somebody for an extended period of time. If I lived with people, like, if I was in a roommate situation, we had, like, two other people living here, I would probably end up in jail or in the insane asylum.
Oh, I've maintained for years that you and I should never live together, sir.
Oh,
because it would ruin our fucking friendship.
Yeah, no, it would be very bad. It would be a very bad scene. I can't
ruin fucking everything.
I can't live with anybody that I'm not in a relationship with, and even then, it's kind of iffy.
Yeah.
Get out of my bag.
I mean, yeah. I have holes in my walls to attest to iffiness.
Yeah, he does. Get away. God, she's going to bark at me.
I have holes in my walls to attest to iffiness. They were made by indecisive mice.
Indecisive mice with fists.
Yeah, they're all, like, genetically modified, like the Hulk. They turn green, and their fur rips in several places, and they actually start bleeding, so they try not to Hulk out, but, you know?
Yeah, it would be pretty
bad. It's unfortunate, because if they just wore clothes, only the clothes would rip. It's a weird thing about the Hulk. It's one of the magical properties.
So you're saying that the logic of the Hulk is that your outermost layer, no matter what it is, rips off.
Apparently, because, like, the underwear stays on inexplicably every single time, or, like, the like his pants rip off into, like, cut-off shorts. Like,
yeah.
You never even see his BVDs, yeah. You know?
Doviana, come here.
Yeah. The logic of the Hulk. So, yeah, the rats, yeah, they would. And their flesh would tear off. It'd be great to see a monster bleeding mice.
Big giant green bleeding mice. Yeah, we need to pitch that to the Sci-Fi Channel. I mean, that'll be the logical evolution of, like, torture porn combined with, you know, giant rat versus octopus mouse in 3D, you know?
Yeah, I mean, they can't do any science fiction movies about the giant squid anymore now that they found one.
Yeah.
I mean, they've now done a movie with Debbie Gibson and a movie with Tiffany, and really they just need to do a softcore porn with them 69ing each other, because that's what everybody's been wanting to see since they were 12.
Yeah,
know?
Pretty
it's
much.
It's so disgusting. It is so disgusting.
I mean, it's disgusting, but it's the fucking truth.
I know I belong in the kitchen and shit, but still.
I remember seeing Debbie Gibson in an episode of Tales from the Dark Side.
Nikki's the one who knows her place, ladies and gentlemen. It's an odd thing.
Yeah, my wife is a misogynist. It's
I'm
amazing.
I'm not saying women have a place. I'm kind of...
No, women don't have a place. Women don't belong in society because we're nothing but fucking cackling whores who are worried about making the other one jealous more than anything else. So you know what? No, women don't belong in society. Women belong to be locked up having babies all the time.
Whoa!
Don't let a feminist hear this. I'll get killed, guys.
Yeah, seriously.
Well, you're a woman. It's kind of like, you know, the whole N-word scenario.
Is gonna be all over you.
The what?
The Huffington Post is gonna be.
Oh yeah.
Over.
Dude.
Oh, let them be. I'll be famous.
Ariana Huffington's gonna go. You are an abomination to women everywhere.
And I'm gonna go. So change me to a man.
And radical Muslim clerics are gonna be like, she speaks the truth.
Yes, and I'm gonna get in big support.
And
gonna
get arrested for being a fucking terrorist sympathizer. Fucking,
we're gonna go to get on a plane, and they'll be like, I'm sorry, man, but you're on a no-fly list.
Yeah. Isn't your name Khalid Sheikh? I hate men. I hate women. You know. Khalid
no, Sheikh, Mickey.
I'm just gonna start calling you Khalid.
Okay.
That's your new name. You're Khalid.
Okay. Hi.
So you're on the air with Johnny Sport, Davey Danger, and Khalid Sheikh. I hate women.
Khalid Sheikh. I hate women. Okay. So back to the house guest from hell, because we need to get through this.
Well, we're pretty much through it. They went home and
that was it. And then I bitched about it for 2 weeks and started cleaning a week later.
The day after they left was like the day of bitching, and I just wanted to be done with it. And I, you know, it took me a while to catch on to the bitching, and it was a whole day of her going, and they did this, and they did this, and they did this, and they ate all our food, and this, and then the next day I caught the fucking complaint bug, and I was going through the kitchen, and I was like, they ate my fucking food! She was like, I was waiting for the bitching to start. It had to start sometime. I was like,
he was trying to get away from the bitching. And I'm like, no, man, you need to embrace it because it'll make you... And did it make you feel better?
Not really. It just kind of made me feel worse about the fact that I didn't have any food.
It just kind of made me feel really empty inside.
Yeah, I was really sad. And
Lauren Adams showed up to the podcast, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know what the fuck she was doing here, but apparently in between making movies about Alabama, you know...
Alabama needs to not be a state. It's only making us look dumber as a nation.
Hey, man, I lived on the Florida Panhandle right next to Alabama and went to redneck bars, and those places are just ridiculous. Some of the people you see in there.
I went to a redneck bar.
They're the kind of people
once.
who go, man, you know what my favorite state in the whole country is? Nashville.
Yeah, I went to a redneck bar in South Carolina. It was a karaoke bar, and, you know, of course, one person had to get up on stage and sing "I Got Friends in Low Places" because it's a fucking redneck bar. And everybody,
yeah, of course.
It was so horrible that even his friends told him to get off the stage. I mean, I felt horrible.
So, you're saying was he like all drunk and shit and slurry? Was he like?
He was horrible. I mean, you know, he tried to sound like Garth Brooks, but failed miserably. He was like, "I got friends in low places."
Where the bird drowns and the whiskey chases my booze away.
Did you just turn into Bill Cosby?
I'll be okay.
Oh, Steve, I have to tell you a story, kind of.
I'm stuttering Phil, the karaoke
singer. I turned him to Mitt Romney the other night. I was Mitt Romney. I flip-flopped.
Oh, you turned into Mitt Romney?
Tell him, baby.
It's not appropriate. We'll address it another time. It's a long story.
Oh, okay.
Is it? Is it really a long story?
No time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
It's mostly inappropriate.
Ain't no time for the jibber jabber.
I don't want to get, you know, special interest groups calling us up, and if I tell this
story. Not on the first episode, anyway.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, you know, once you know, we find some people who want to actually listen to this fucking bullshit.
We already pissed off women. I'm not trying to offend any other groups of people tonight.
Except for assholes. Fuck yourselves.
Assholes can generally go fuck themselves whenever. Who cares? Yeah. If you can't take a joke, it's, you know, whatever. Fuck you. But some groups you don't want to piss off too much because they'll come knocking on your door.
Can we drink some chamomile tea, guys?
Like the Scientologists. Yeah. Oh, do you guys want to keep it rolling a bit longer? Drink some chamomile tea?
Let's drink some chamomile tea.
Yeah,
right. Do you like my nails? Whatever your name is.
This is Johnny Spork.
Mr. Spork.
Oh, yeah, very nice.
Do you think that's professional enough for a pizza place?
Khalid.
Are you barking at my nail polish, dog?
I think a My Little Pony tattoo would be professional enough for a pizza place.
I think any job where you can go in
and I don't mean a regular My Little Pony tattoo. I mean, like, a tattoo of, like... Of, like, Lion-O blowing My Little Pony.
No, I went to the store wearing a shirt that says, "Stop listening to awful fucking music." And
a
he called
top.
Me back.
It was a tank top.
He called me back and
Why
said...
Why did you do that, you dumb guy?
No, we didn't,
I didn't
even
plan.
You want the job?
Apparently, I have it. I have the job.
And you wore a t-shirt
we didn't
fucking on it.
We didn't know that they were hiring.
Going into this pizza place that they were going to be hiring. She
oh
didn't even mean
God.
To apply. She walks in the door and she goes, "Oh, you're hiring, huh?" And the woman goes, "Yes, let me get you an application and fill it out right here because they'll probably want to talk to you right away."
And he did. And I did.
Yeah.
And
oh,
we did.
I love that we live in a world where... people's silly obligations to four-letter combinations of noises you can make with your mouth are no longer relevant and have just completely disappeared. It's beautiful.
Yeah, pretty much. All I know is that I'm working at a pizza place waiting tables now. It's perfect.
Yeah, waiting tables is the perfect job, I'm sure.
No, it's not. I'm just saying, for now, it's perfect.
That's why so many actors settle for it. Why do you think there are all these guitar players busting tables, man? It's because it's the best job ever.
So today I realized that most of the Disney characters and the Looney Tune characters all start with the same letter. Donald Duck.
Yeah, she just realized
Daffy
about the
Duck.
Whole alliteration thing with the names.
I just realized
of
that today.
Characters.
And what was the other thing I realized? It was just as ridiculous.
It was just as
oh,
ridiculous.
Oh, the movie Waiting.
Oh, she goes, she goes, "You know what I want to watch?" Because she, you know, just talking about getting a job.
The movie Waiting with closeted homosexual Ryan Reynolds?
Yes.
No, she says, "You know what I want to watch?" I go, "What? Do you want to watch Waiting?" She goes,
"Ryan Reynolds, don't be mad at me."
I go, "Actually, no, I want to watch the Asteroid,
come back,
but...
Wilder, we miss you."
Yeah, no, I was like, "No, I want to watch the Asteroid, but,
But,
no.
Yeah, and then she goes, "But... I just got why they called that movie Waiting." She's like, I kind of just didn't get what they were waiting for.
Like,
well,
at a waiting table, I was waiting for something.
Well, Nikki, like, it is supposed to be sort of a double meaning sort of thing. Not to get too didactic here, but just, like, as in they mean literally waiting tables, but also, like, the main character's dilemma about waiting to start the rest of his life and
that is
quit
true.
Doing this shit job. That's why it's waiting dot dot dot, because the dot dot, the ellipsis at the end is implied.
Just call it a dot dot dot. I hate the word ellipsis.
See,
I love the word ellipsis.
Fuck
it's
you.
Fun to say. I want to name my child ellipsis.
I want to name my child a very bad word, so I can just yell at it when I'm mad and say the bad word, and then giggle and go, hee, it's your name. I can call you it.
I'm pretty sure CPS would be called on you.
Like if I name my child Adolf Hitler.
You must change your child's name because you like the Nazi man. So what if I like the Nazi man?
The Nazi man?
What if I like the Nazi man?
So now we're pissing off the Jews?
Well, it's kind of harmful to raise your children to literally break civil rights laws.
It's not that hard.
In our society, they deem that harmful so they can take your kids.
To break civil... So, but it's our civil right to name our child Adolf Hitler if we want to.
Getting into the deep issues.
It's our right to do that. It is our right to do that.
All right, so let's... I'm pretty sure in this country it is legal.
Let's offend Jews and black people.
Well,
just
we already
all
offended women, so...
Yeah,
all
right, well, you know...
We have to get the gays in, too.
I'm pretty sure that it is legal to name your kid whatever you want because, you know, I saw this chick that worked at Valero and her name was fucking Chevron, and I was like, you're in the wrong gas station.
Wait,
you didn't see the people who literally, they named their one kid something white power and the other kid Adolf Hitler, and they got their kids taken away from them after a grocery store employee refused to make a birthday cake for their son that said happy birthday Adolf Hitler and actually called Child Protective Services.
Was it on the actual Adolf Hitler's birthday? Because that would have been fantastic.
I have to take my
dog
out.
It was the kid's birthday whose name was Adolf Hitler.
No, I understand that,
but
it would be great
if
their birthdays matched up.
What if we wanted to name our kid like Mussolini or Stalin or Marx?
There's nothing wrong with Marx. He was a peaceful man.
Yeah,
I know.
You can't really compare him to Stalin or Mussolini, who were vicious dictators.
All Marx did was write a manifesto.
So then, you know what? Then freaking... Well,
that's like saying, hey man, what about Genghis Khan or Mother Teresa?
I have an idea.
A real nasty bitch.
Let's name our child Attila the Hun, or maybe
Gandhi. Let's piss off religious people now.
Well, I think
we should just keep rolling through people trying to piss them off, actually.
I'm not trying to piss anyone off.
Well, you're doing a good job of it.
Well, I don't see any Jews or freaking dead Jews or...
She doesn't see any dead Jews. I would hope you didn't see any dead Jews.
I don't even know what we're talking about.
The proof? Like, what are you
but,
talking
yeah, are
about?
You, seriously.
I don't
you,
see any other women in this room.
Maybe
are
dead
really
Jews
think
talking
you get
to
off
right
that,
now?
Because it sounds like Holocaust denial, and that's actually a crime in this country. You can be arrested for that.
Denying the Holocaust?
Yeah.
But I don't see dead Jews.
Wait. So it's a crime to deny the Holocaust, but not a crime to deny the fucking Armenian genocide?
Yeah,
it's
I mean,
bullshit.
It's dumb, yeah.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, the Armenian genocide's ludicrous, yeah. That's
you know
true.
What?
Someone the world's a messed
come
up
with
place.
Me to walk my poopy, and I want to drink some chamomile tea, peoples. Get to brewing.
Alright, so a 31-year-old adult woman with assumedly a job and responsibilities, although I'm not sure after this, but... named Kate Tron...
Kate Tron.
That I messaged in a very tired, punchy state in the middle of the night because she looked kind of cute. And she mentioned something about, like, listening to oldies music. And I was mentioning, so I just said something about oldies and Pandora or something. Hmm. Anyway, but the message I got back from her and where this whole thread starts is her first reply was, I could never have an intimate romantic relationship with you, Doe, D-O-E.
Oh.
Is that okay?
So she's a scholar, as well as having no life.
Yeah, and this is all in caps. Keep in mind, everything she says to me is in all caps the entire time. This is all in all caps. I mean, look at that. You see all the replies that are in all caps and the white here? I mean, you see this is all in caps.
Wow, so she obviously has no working knowledge of a keyboard either.
And I said, ha ha, wow, that seems a little judgmental. And honestly, I'm not a big fan of people who choose not to spell simple words correctly, so I'm judgmental too, I guess. Good luck in your search. You know, that was my reply.
And that's probably where it should have ended, but I assume it goes on.
Oh, no, but it goes on much, much further than it should have, my friend.
Yeah, feel free to chime in with just what the hell's wrong with you at any time.
Oh, I'm sure I will.
her reply to that was, I am not looking to date anyone at this time. Here, I'm just going to, like, you know, do what I imagine her voice sounds like. You know, because she was a little overweight, you know, not sloppy, but, like, you know, probably got a little husk in the voice, so I can't, you know.
Okay.
So here we go. You know, white girl, kind of big, you know. I'm not looking to date anyone at this time. I'm dedicating my life to God and my community for a while, or maybe forever. Maybe you judge me too quickly.
Wait, pause.
Did you just turn into Tracy Morgan?
I'm asking,
I don't know what happened there.
Pause. Is
that
she
was
black?
A miserable failure. No.
Oh, he just said that she's white, and he turned into
fat,
like Tracy
and I turned
Morgan.
Into Tracy Morgan. I don't know why. Now let's go with. Yeah, fuck it. I'm just not even. Yeah. Okay. I'm dedicating my life to God and my community for a while, or maybe forever. Maybe you judged me too quickly.
Uh-huh.
Actually, here's what we're going to do. Nikki, you have a girl's voice. Read the girl parts. And when it says dis or dat, say dis or dat. That's my only direction.
Sure. As only if I can apply for work while I'm doing this with you.
Okay, I gotta come sit over here, I guess.
Nikki the multitasker.
Scoot over.
That's what women do, man. Women who belong in the fucking kitchen, man.
I mean, Khalid Shake. I
hey,
hate women.
Move that shit, I gotta sit down.
You want a sandwich, too?
You ain't
never
made me a sandwich.
Get your bear from bringing ass in the kitchen.
Actually, that's bullshit, because I'm cuddling with him. All right,
whoops.
Ready?
Hey, yeah. Don't make me come over there.
No, sir.
Where am I up to?
Okay, yeah, just read that part first, because it's just so funny.
I could never have an intimate romantic relationship with you, Doe. Is Dad all right? Even though she says okay, all right sounded better.
Yeah, all right, yeah. I'll give you a little bit of license,
so
but don't over-exaggerate.
Yes, sir.
And then, you know, I said my thing about being judgmental, and then she said...
I am not looking to date anyone at this time. I am dedicating my life to God and my community for a while, or maybe forever.
Okay, stop right there. Maybe forever.
Maybe
like, is she talking about being a nun right there?
That
like,
sounds
I
like
that's
it.
A little possible. Desperate to say when you just said you weren't interested in anyone. You're
because
if you don't pursue me, I'm going to be a fucking nun.
Because she's trying to play hard to get, and she's trying to whatever. Maybe you judge me too quickly.
And I said, this, the word is this. And as far as judging too quickly, haha, nope, the God thing is only convincing me more that you're not worth talking to. Because at this point, I'm annoyed, so I decided to be a dick.
So you're judging me for loving God? That's pretty bogus. You must not have read my profile if me being a Christian is a surprise.
And then I just get vile.
Oh, man, it's a huge, like,
yeah, here we
novel.
Go. This is a good chunk of change, people, so, yeah, get ready.
Just a little tiny tad.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I'm judging you for using giving your time to God and your community as an excuse for anything when you're an adult human being who is on a dating site at 11 at night. The whole thing, along with your insistence on misspelling everything, would lead one to believe that you're what people online call a quote-unquote troll, one who gets their jollies by riling up strangers on the internet. I don't know you, and I don't know anything about you, but your eagerness to display a total lack of intelligence, as well as the fact that you think that any higher power would even be concerned at all with any individual human being in such a vast universe, are the reasons I no longer wish to continue this conversation.
Now,
make a note of that at the end there, because that's the first time I tell her I don't want to talk to her anymore, and I'm actually trying to get her to stop.
And she continues.
Well, hold on. Now, it seems to me... that this bitch is dumb.
Well, I think we got that part. I
ready?
Mean, shit.
Here's her novel.
She can't spell.
Yeah,
it seems to me you are the one trying to rill up and stranger and hurt their feelings.
Rill up and stranger.
Okay. I said I was happy to get to know you, just not romantically. It sounds like you are angry with God and people who worship him, and that makes me sad. And I picture her going, I'm going to cut myself right now. As far as judging, it seems like you are put off by my faith, and I am not going to apologize for believing and trusting in God when he has done so much to prove how much he does, in fact, care. No, he doesn't. just an FYI, I hate everything.
All right, that's your sidebar, but please
as
go
far
on.
As spelling things the way you want me to seems a bit much, exclamation point. I do not live in a country where there is a freedom to speak how I like. Oh, do I not live in a country where there is freedom
to speak
how I like?
Yeah, she actually got that right. And I said, oh, and thanks for the t-shirt idea. Quote, God wants you to learn to spell. Unquote.
Oh.
This had nothing to do with faith and everything to do with ignorance, and your level of maturity obviously isn't suited to any kind of conversation I would enjoy having. Now please, I beg you, let it go and move on.
And she says,
oh no.
Ha ha ha, you are ridiculous. You are lose dough. Really? I'm assuming she means you're lost, though, really. And why would God care how anyone spells anyways?
And my reply to that was, somehow I doubt it. Good luck finding a guy on here who wants to listen to you about God is
you
on
you.
Your... Oh, to listen to you about God. About God, God.
About God, God.
Okay, somehow I doubt it. Good luck finding a guy on here who wants to listen to you about God, is on your reading level, and has no sex drive beyond procreation. The fact that you asked that question is my thesis summary. Good day! Exclamation point.
There are questions on here. LOL, I said questions.
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 And I have a high reading level. I scored super high on all the essays I have ever wrote. Oh my god.
Yeah.
This
wow.
is the internet, we'll not a dang summer writing class. Does it make you feel good to talk down to me? Does it, sir?
If that was true, you would know the proper form of the word there would be written and not wrote. And no, it makes me feel bad for you, honestly. Any adult who substitutes dang for damn on the internet, a place where you can say whatever you want anonymously, is obviously not my sort of person.
Well, I am not trying to please you, LOL, exclamation point. I didn't judge you, 2 exclamation points. I don't have people I choose who I like for their grammar or how they look or where they are from, 2 exclamation points. I prefer dang, and isn't dat my right to? Oh god, another novel.
And here's where I just go off about something completely unrelated. Just off into tired land. So bear with me. I guess I just hold my friends to a higher standard of maturity and intelligence. And sure, you have every right to go around saying dang. If you want everyone to think you sound like Napoleon Dynamite, that's your choice, I guess. But you're missing that the whole irony of why it's funny when he says it is because it is ridiculous for him to self-censure such a mild swear word at all times. Things like this, and that you didn't understand the irony inherent in my t-shirt idea, are why I no longer wish to continue speaking with you. We are obviously in 2 very different places intellectually.
Oh my god, this is hysterical. You ready for her reply?
Yeah, her reply to that is...
I do love Napoleon Dynamite. Dot, dot, dot.
Oh my god.
My advice to you is to be more open... Not even more open about. To be more open who you are friends with doing that the past 2 years has helped me grow so much spiritually. Can I dissect that?
Go ahead. Yeah.
My advice to you is to be more open. Who? Be more open who? Really?
Open who?
Open who
open
you
who?
Are friends with.
Open who
so
is a famous Chinese hooker.
So I'm assuming she means... My advice to you is be more open to who you are friends with
And now I don't understand this last part. Doing dat the past 2 years has helped me grow so much spiritually.
Apparently, doing dat the past 2 years has helped her spiritually. You know?
It's hard to be nice to everyone, and I'm not always perfect, but man, does it almost pay off almost always.
I really, really don't need any advice from you. I'm not going to go into myself at all, as I want you to stop, but I will say that I'm in another stage of evolution and maturity from you entirely. If you do not stop messaging me, I will have to block you. Please just let it go.
Oh my god. Feel free to block me, but remember, you are the one who messaged me.
By this point, my only, because it was actually annoying me and I wanted to sleep, my only reply was, just stop.
LOL, you're a trip.
I don't see how it's funny.
Because she's just trying to make it so that it seems like you're not hurting her feelings.
She's trying to go, I'm not fazed, and I'm going to kill you with kindness because I'm going to just keep talking to you even though you're clearly not interested. I think, I don't know, maybe she is trolling you, but I think you're kind of trolling her back just as hard in a way, except you kind of get fed up quicker than she does, it seems.
Yeah, but I pull out the big intellectual guns on her, and she just doesn't understand. But and that makes me madder
you
and madder that she doesn't get it.
You pull out intellectualism on people that are that fucking retarded.
That
it'll
is
go,
very true.
It'll go over their head like a B-52 bomber, man.
Yeah, well, the last part of this will probably, go into all that. All
right.
I said, I've asked you to stop over 5 times. You will now be blocked. Enjoy my absence. I'm probably the smartest person you've ever talked to for this long. And how the fuck can you like Julian Donkey Boy or any Harmony Korine film and consider yourself a Christian? That guy has spent his entire career making movies that aspire to be the polar opposite of every aspect of your faith and beliefs. Think on that, will ya? Damn. So, because she lists that as, like, her favorite movie, and I'm like, everything that guy's ever made is completely degenerate. Like, he wrote the movie Ken Park, which has the scene with the ultra-Christian father who finds his underage daughter having sex with a young boy.
Oh, yeah.
And forces her to put on a wedding dress and marry him.
Yeah.
Because she looks just like her dead mother.
Wait, he's the one that did Kids, too, right?
Yes.
The one where
it
ends up with the one kid giving the other one AIDS.
Likes one of
but
his
you know
movies,
what? Just
and
because,
it's her favorite.
Look, that's, just because you're a Christian and you like those things doesn't mean anything. You could like the message that
true,
it puts out. You know, like, Kids puts out a very good message. Underage sex can sometimes lead to AIDS. And people riding around on skateboards going, I have no legs.
But Kids also displays the message that teenage shirtless boys are fascinating. That's its subtext. That's the
well,
that's,
yeah. Well,
that's
look
the
at,
entire
look at
subtext
Twilight.
To that film.
Look at the movie Twilight.
Yeah, getting back to that thing we were talking about earlier, because Larry Clark and Gus Van Sant and the shirtless teenage boys, and then Twilight gets all popular, and that's shirtless, 20-year-olds, which is close enough.
Yeah, and then Taylor Lautner, who has apparently decided he wants to be shirtless in every movie he's in.
Well, because now look, if you read the book,
you know what I found out? Louis Anderson that's who Taylor Lautner used to be. He got all this cosmetic surgery.
Look,
secretly Louis.
You have to understand that if you read the book of Twilight, you'd understand why the damn guy has to be shirtless all the time.
Wait.
Yes, it's unappealing. I don't like Taylor Lautner. I think he should be shot in the face. But, you know, as far as it goes with the shirtlessness, apparently the werewolf's body temperature is at like 110 degrees. So,
regardless,
they're not going to want to wear shirts, especially when it's fucking snowing.
Well, I love how you spoke about this horrible story as if it were a religious text. If you've read the Book of Twilight, you would know. What the fuck, man? Are you going to start worshipping
Edward
Cullen?
Gone.
Starting. The apocalypse has officially started at my house.
You need to start getting annoying books, comprehensive guides to sci-fi, and freaking her out with them. Like, buy the Dark Tower Encyclopedia that just came out and start going, did you know that the tall man,
you want to take Tack.
Start making Doctor Who references, but the Doctor...
Did you know that the world Ralph sees in Insomnia when he can't get any sleep is the same as the world shown in the Dark Tower series?
Well, don't get me started about the parallels between the Talisman and the Dark Tower series.
No, yeah.
I hate movies.
They're books.
Like, I hate those too. Those are like movies you have to read.
But yeah, here I am sitting down reading the Bible.
Hey man, I read the Bible twice through before I was 18 years old because I was confirmed in the Catholic faith and I wanted to know what I was getting into.
Okay, so
and as soon as I got confirmed, like weeks later, I just stopped going to church altogether.
Fair enough.
I was forced through the religious fucking education. My mom me forced
too.
Me through
I,
it. So
I turned 18, moved out of my parents' house right after I got confirmed, and then I stopped going to church.
Yeah, look, see, I don't go to church. The last time I went to church, it was Christmas of 2011. Get down, Damiani, you fucker.
Well, I mean, did you see that Facebook status I posted about the Pope?
No.
Oh, man, let me whip this out, because I three people liked it, and it was only three, and it was, you know, three people I would imagine would typically be okay with that sort of thing, and, you know, nobody else said a fucking word, even though my whole family and a bunch of their friends that I'm friends with on Facebook are all hardcore Catholic.
Oh god, hardcore Catholic.
And like one of my other friends that day had posted a thing saying, oh, I'm praying for the Pope, and I read that and I was like, oh fuck me. So I look it up in the news and I find out this asshole is finally resigning.
Yeah, right? The only Pope to have done so since the 1600s apparently.
Yes. Yes. And you know, it's for health reasons, which is bullshit, but what I said was, so the Pope, who was a former Hitler Youth and refused to release any information about sexually abusive priests, even though he headed the Vatican's investigations on such matters for many years as a cardinal, has resigned, apparently. Good that he's gone, but the system remains the same, which is bad. Maybe one day some real change will happen.
Hmm. Well, I doubt
that...
What
are you doing to the controller?
I doubt that anything will change in the Catholic faith. It's been, you know, shrouded in dogma and...
Shout out to Erica, Chris, and Zach, who agreed with that statement enough to like it on Facebook.
Nice.
I did leave a comment on there afterward because I felt kind of bad when I thought about all the Catholic people on Facebook that I know. And I said, my heart goes out to my Catholic folks on here because, you know, it's rough when you believe in a church and then the head of it is like, well, I quit, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
You know,
much.
So, but I'm glad that this morally questionable individual is out of the seat of power because, I mean, come on.
Well, you know.
They say he was a reluctant member of the Hitler Youth. Yeah, he probably still killed Jews.
Yeah, I mean,
sorry,
you know,
shouldn't be the Pope.
Well, yeah, I don't.
Should not be the Pope.
Yeah, I don't agree either. It's just
a little thing.
You know
I
that
have.
You know that Hitler's Youth was something that was forced on the children.
Yeah, it was mandatory and shit, but still.
But there were kids that, you know, voluntarily gave up their families for being Jewish sympathizers
and
shit like that.
Release information about the sexually abusive priests is what really burns me up about that guy. He's maintained policies at the Vatican that aren't even on paper, that are completely unofficial, that allow no paperwork about any of the sexually abusive priests to be released, period. No information.
I can't.
And that's out.
I also can't take a man seriously who.
And the Vatican's their own country, so they can do that.
I know.
Yeah, they can do whatever they want, yeah. I can't support, you know, a man who speaks out on homosexuality and is the gayest dressed man alive today.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, well, I mean, his dress and his nice hat.
The
know,
gold
I mean,
LeMay
like,
suit, you know, the jacket.
I always thought the Pope and Elton John should, like, hang out and swap fashion tips.
Seriously,
know?
I mean, he's just
yeah,
missing
that,
the glasses.
Gandalf, you know? Like, dude, I wanna see the Pope
dude,
and Elton John make over Gandalf.
Yeah. That
you
would
know,
be
I want to I wanna see, you know, a queer, a pope, and a wizard, you know? That should be on Bravo.
That
know,
sounds
right
like
after Queer Eye.
It sounds like a start to a bad joke. The queer, the pope, and the wizard walk into a bar.
Not even a bar. They walk into the Vatican.
And the queer says to the wizard, hey, can I see your wand?
In the middle of the Vatican.
Yeah. Yeah, and the Pope says, no, we only do that when the kids are around. Sorry, Catholics. It's just too easy. It's like shooting boys in the ass with a dick.
Dude, I could get into a nice religious joke.
A nice religious joke?
A nice religious joke. Go for it.
No, I was sarcastic with the word nice. I'm not doing it because it's very, very, very horrible.
Okay, if it's Aristocrats Horrible, just spoiler alert, people, it's Aristocrats Horrible. Say it, Nikki.
No, I'm good.
Why not?
I'm good.
Alright.
Aw, that's no fun.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, what a disappointment here.
Yeah, I know. No.
I'm a Debbie Downer. Womp, 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 womp. I'm a Debbie Downer.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. I mean, you know, you could argue that just talking about religion is a huge joke, but we won't go that far.
I called her here.
Oh, well.
Come here. You want TikTok? Oh.
Fine, I'll have a Tic Tac.
Tic Tac?
Mm. But yeah.
Apparently we're all going to reenact the Aristocrats at the end with the dog because we're all eating Tic Tacs.
There will be no Aristocrats reenactments in this apartment.
Oh man, I was really looking forward to shitting on your carpet, man.
No, no. I mean, I know we need to get it cleaned already, but you know, we don't need to add to the stains. That...
Oh man.
I mean, you know, I think we might get kicked out. You know, we definitely won't get our security deposit back.
Yeah, we're definitely not getting back
anyway. People shit on the floor.
Did you guys ever see that video Steve-O made years ago? The jackass dude? Where he, like, just basically trashed this apartment once he got a ton of jackass money?
No, I did not see that.
Yeah, the whole video is just, like, him trashing this place. They build a skate ramp inside the apartment. And leave all the TV and furniture and shit where it is, and they're crashing into everything and breaking it and making holes in the walls and shit.
Damn.
And he paid for it all.
Good for him.
Because the entire budget for the thing was the cost of the camera and the damage.
Nice. That's crazy. I mean,
but that was when he was still on drugs and everything. He's clean now, which is probably good for him because I think he would have died, but...
He probably would have. Which is why when, you know...
Well, I mean, even he says to this day he can't watch that video that he released, PCP Saved My Life, where it's 3 hours of him babbling and being completely incoherent on PCP. He says even he can't even watch it now because it's just painful.
I bet it is. Get down.
Oh, yeah. The toy is up there, and she's upset about it.
Whatever, it squeaks. Fucking not easy to record a podcast and deal with a puppy at the same time.
Yeah, we're having a fucking Kevin Smith problem. He's always yelling, especially during the promos that air on his podcast, during the commercials and shit. I hate to, like, get meta and talk about a podcast on a podcast, but he's always going, Shecky, shut the fuck up! Because his little dog Shecky's always going, rawr, 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 in the background when he's trying to be like, and BJ and Son of Bob, we're going to be live doing the podcast, you know, whatever. You know.
Nice.
And the dog's always, rawr, rawr, rawr. Yeah.
It's like, you know, for a while there, I couldn't record anything at my house out in the country without hearing a bird tweeting in the background. I couldn't do anything. Couldn't record a voicemail. He'd be like, hi, you've reached my voicemail. Tweet, tweet, tweet. Just leave me a message and I'll tweet, tweet, call you back. Tweet. Fucking sucked. It was a staple for many years in my house.
Birds fucking suck, man. I slept in a room with two birds. It was horrible.
Dude, the last couple of mornings I've been waking up to little footsteps on our fucking ledge. We have these chipmunks or something that come and they, like, run all around underneath our window and above us, and I can hear it, and it wakes me up, and it makes me feel like we're being taken.
Can they sing in three-part harmony?
I wish! That would make it even better. I would love to wake up to three-part harmony.
Yeah, wouldn't you love to wake up to a, three-part harmony, ultra-sped-up rendition of a pop hit, a latter-day pop hit. Because isn't that what they're known for?
Oh, yes, definitely. Oh, wait.
The three little singing Hellspawn that got the CGI movie with the dude from Mallrats and the guy from Mr. Show.
The Chipmunks?
Yeah, which apparently both of them made more money for those movies than they've made on anything else in the rest of their careers, and that's why they both did three of them.
Oh, I don't doubt it. I mean, and you know, David Cross has that rule that he'll take any acting job that's offered to him because he's an actor, and that's what they do.
Yeah, yeah.
Go away.
So well, basically...
You know, David Cross, you know, Arrested Development, man. Netflix coming back. Are you stoked?
Oh, I'm excited. I can't wait.
I can't wait to see what the hell happened to
you know, George Sr. and George Michael and, you know, fucking Jason Bateman. Whatever the hell his character's name was. That show's been off the air for so long.
Yeah, it's been quite a long time. But yeah, I was just watching, Extract today.
Oh,
so I was reminiscing about, oh, I can't wait until Arrested Development comes back.
Have you heard about the new Mike Judge thing, man? That blows me away. Apparently this is our Hollywood Minute. ladies and gentlemen, we've kind of drifted into another segment here.
About
so,
movies?
We'll name it appropriately and call it, you know, Blow in the Stars. So anyway, Mike Judge, I want to suck his dick for a minute because he's got an animated show coming out. It's going to be some kind of office comedy or something.
Oh, no.
That I was reading about, and I was like, well, that's just playing to two of his strengths then.
An animated office comedy.
Yeah, I mean, something that, you know, harkens back to, like, the Milton shorts that were on Liquid Television and aired on SNL about the Stapler guy. Before there was Office Space, there were these crappily animated shorts. I mean, this is pre-Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, about just Milton and his, you know, I'm going to burn the ding down and give me back my Stapler, you know.
Yeah, of course.
You see my baseball?
My elderly neighbor saw that movie on Comedy Central for the first time the other night when I was over there with her, and she's like 60 years old. It was the first time she'd ever seen Office Space, and she was a big fan of King of the Hill, and said she used to like Beavis and Butthead as well. And
go ahead.
So that came on TV when I was over
Stop
there.
Stop it!
Hanging out. And she started watching it, and it just blew her away, man. She couldn't believe how funny it was.
That's
funny.
Awesome.
Okay.
Shut up, Damiana. You're ruining it.
Ruining what? Me rambling on about? I don't even remember what I was talking about, man. So pick up the thread. Where were we? Mike Judge, man.
Yeah, Mike Judge. We're talking about Office Space.
Yeah.
Go away, you little whore.
And how the dog's a whore, apparently.
Shit. What?
We lost track. Go away. Go away.
Oh.
I'm gonna kill this dog.
You wanna hear a really short anecdote? Maybe something old school, I'll think back.
Sure.
Something fucked up that happened years ago.
Sure, let's
maybe
go.
Maybe recount something, do a little flashback, fuck-uppery, soul-cleansing, karma theater.
As long as we can wrap this up soon, because I gotta go to bed.
Alright, man. Alright. Fair enough. All right. Fair enough.
So, yeah, that'll work. We can have, you know, some kind of podcast catharsis as an end note. We can end on something entirely
right,
fucked
yeah,
up.
Yeah, well, recently, I broke up with my girlfriend, and, I'm gonna talk about that for a little while, because I just don't give a fuck.
Okay.
Yeah, because I wasn't going to, but, you know, we'll talk about it for a few minutes, because it's fucked up, you know. You know, I'm not gonna go into a lot, because we're trying to wrap this up, but, you know, I was with her on and off for 7 years. We met when I was in basic training in the military, which I ended up getting out of the military almost a year later, about... thereabouts, but long story short, we stayed in touch, and then we ended up dating again, and then we dated on and off for years and years and years, and we were together for 7 years on and off, and she's 7 years older than me, and kind of crazy, has a lot of mental and emotional problems, and...
Kind of crazy?
Well, I mean, she has PTSD, and I think she has borderline personality disorder. And, but she doesn't think she does, but I see it. And she's OCD as well, which means it takes her forever to get ready to go anywhere. And, I mean, there's a lot of frustrating things about her, but I loved the girl. We had a lot in common when it came down to it. And so I really tried to make it work for years and years and years, but it finally got to a point where, like, we'd have these conversations where we'd very quickly get to the emotional core of an issue and realize we were fundamentally different.
No, you can't really have that.
And it's taken me a while to figure out that that was our main clashing point, is that emotionally we wanted completely different things.
Yeah, that's hard to get around.
Because she wanted to be comforted 100% of the time and never have anyone say anything remotely, you know, like, otherwise at all, and that's all she wanted all the time.
So she wanted to be in a bubble.
Yeah,
And she also had trouble with, like, me having friends or a social life or not spending all my time with her. And, you know, I basically had to ignore all of my friends and everything. And basically, it's sort of why I wanted to get this podcast thing off the ground so badly now that I just wanted to record tonight with you guys, you know, and see how it went, because I'm just so desperate to get back in touch with my friends again and, like, start having these great conversations like we do about just, you know, everything, and just sort of ramble on and let the people check them out, you know?
Like, yeah, of course.
Like, you know, so definitely one of these days we'll have to do a John Carter commentary track, and so you can look forward to that from the Sportcast, because I guess that's what we'll call it for now, you know, until I figure out something better, because it's just going to be me and whoever's around, but these guys, I think, are going to be around for a while, and we may even spawn them off into their own little, you know, marriage tips for the criminally insane or something to that effect, you know?
I think if anybody took our marriage tips, they'd end up being criminally insane.
You know, so you guys can look forward to that. They're pretty interesting folks, so, I'm sure they'll be back many a time to do this again. So thanks, guys, for doing this tonight.
Oh, no problem.
No problem.
It's fun.
And we'll end with a joke here. I'll tell you guys my one joke for the evening, and that is well, it's more like an anecdote, but I had this stuffed bear when I was a kid. When I was like, you know, from like when I was born, it was given to me by my grandmother, you know, when I was at the hospital as an infant. It was this big white fluffy bear, and I used to sleep with it, you know, holding it like you do when you're a kid, but I would sleep with it with like its legs around my neck, so yes. I was sort of like 69.
Yeah, I was
just
gonna
also,
say,
but like I was like 69ing the bear, but it was almost like I was eating its asshole.
Well, then.
You know, because its ass is more, like, under my chin, kind of, you know? Like, my chin would be, like digging into his ass.
So you're caressing the taint with your tongue, basically.
Yeah, caressing the taint, basically, with the taint.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Wow, this bit's getting longer. All right. Yeah, see? Podcasting has all sorts of benefits, ladies and gentlemen. I highly recommend it. And if you thought this sucked, we'll get better, trust me. But back to the story, yeah, so I'm kind of, you know, I always used to sleep with this bear that way. This is a true story. It was a guy, I just called it Snow Bear, because that's what the tag said. So,
fair enough.
And, it was a white bear, so, yeah, a yeah, little red bow tie, you know, Pee Wee Herman-esque, you know, puts a whole other weird spin on it, but...
it does. Oh,
but,
it's
yeah,
creepy. This is getting creepier and creepier.
My bear never got caught in a theater with his hand around his junk, so, you know.
I would hope not.
No, just with my chin deep in his ass every night. But, anyway... So, you know, when I got, you know, I love that bear, and, like, I took it outside and got it dirty, and my mom had to wash it, and it got all matted and rough, but I still slept with it, because I was used to holding something when I slept, and, you know, the body pillow wasn't around back then.
Right, and you were too young to hold your own dick.
Well, like, you can't cuddle with your dick, man. I'm talking about, like, a spooning thing, like being comfortable holding something when you sleep, like using a body pillow. I'm not talking about, like, no, I gotta grab my shit. I gotta have something wrapped around my junk when I sleep.
Some people feel more comfortable that way.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's true. But anyway, so years later, obviously, I get rid of the bear, as you do, you know, and, but, you know... The funny thing is that for years I've had these recurring nightmares where I see this like dingy, deteriorated, rotted, half-rotted bear with like one eye hanging out, like hanging by a thread, crawling out of a dumpster somewhere with his one working arm, and it's like raining and pouring, and he's like in a landfill in the middle of nowhere, and it's all muddy, and you know, he gets out to the main road and he hitches for a while, and he actually gets to my front door and rings the doorbell, and a crack of thunder comes down, and I'm scared as shit, and I go to the door, and it's like 2:30 in the morning, and I open it, and I see him in all his grotesquery, and he screams, "Why wouldn't you leave me?"
What a scary dream.
I think we found the plot line to the sequel for Ted.
Yes! I think we just
I wrote
did.
That joke pre-Ted, actually.
That's amazing.
My baby.
But yeah, we should send that to Seth MacFarlane because he is doing a TED sequel. Yeah, but man, he is. Hey, come on, we got three in the can. We got three already, man.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that'd they be great. Played Hangover 3 before 2 came out. I mean, why not? Hey. Come on, man, give us a call. Seriously.
Yeah, seriously, we could write for you and you could make you a lot of money because we have awesome ideas.
Yeah, and plus, I mean, you listen to our conversations, we're ADD as hell. I mean, you won't need the manatees anymore.
Yeah, no. We could come up with our own ideas.
And
we could pick those balls out of those tanks.
Very talented staff of writers at Family Guy that pulled an amazingly diverse amount of references into one show and really do interesting things every week, and I really love them, so don't hate us, guys.
And actual manatees.
Sorry, we went back into the Hollywood dick sucking segment for a minute there.
I think you're just all about some Hollywood dick. That's just what it seems to be.
Yeah,
like.
Apparently I just want, like, the big, like, meaty, like, cock of celebrity just crammed it down my throat, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, apparently that means you would work really well in Hollywood.
Oh, yeah, I'll work cheap too, motherfuckers. Seriously. If I can get a room like in the shittiest part of town, you know, I'll work, man. I'll work for cheap.
What do you want from my life?
So,
well, there you go. But, see, you know, Hollywood producers hire Johnny Spork. He will suck your dick for a movie part.
I'll suck your dick for a movie part. Yeah, especially for Jamie Lee Curtis, apparently.
To bring it back to that.
Indeed, Jamie Lee Curtis. And
to bring it back. And on that, I think we'll close it out here, guys. Sportcast Episode 1 in the can.
And we're out of here. Goodbye, guys.
Bye, ladies and gentlemen.
Bye.